Okay, so this will be the last recording for the Mittler Rebbe story. We're in the middle of the story, we said, of Reb Moshe Yitzchok of Yass, that he basically said Chassidus in the Apterov's shul, in the Apterov Kursin, that he's not going to live out the year. And then he was going to Lubavitch, and he got chased by the Malach HaMavis, and he hit him with a stick until he fell off the wagon, and he limped away. And basically, the Rebbe gave him a bracha that not only is he going to live longer, like live past the Ruzhiner, but the Ruzhiner's children and even the Ruzhiner's grandchildren, he's going to live past. So, and we said the last thing was he asked the Rebbe to give the. He said the Ruzhiner Rebbe was requesting that the Rebbe, meaning the Mittler Rebbe, should give some of his Chassidus. So he right away wrote 4 sheets of paper. Now, he gets back. Reb Moshe Yitzchok goes back to the Ruzhiner Rebbe, because remember we said he was the Ruzhiner Rebbe's, he was the tutor for the Ruzhiner Rebbe's children. And right away he gives the Rebbe's Maimer to the Ruzhiner Rebbe. And the Ruzhiner thanked him and started to read it the moment he got it. After reading the first page, he goes, Klar. Klar means like it's very clear. After the second one, he goes, Lichtig. Lichtig means like it's lit up. By the time he finished reading the third page, he said, Kodesh, right? That's holy. And when he finished the fourth and last page, he says, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Remember, the Ruzhiner Rebbe was a tremendous tzaddik. Usually you don't call people, like, the word Halik is not part of their name. But the Ruzhiner is known as the Halik Ruzhiner. Anyways, Reb Moshe Yitzchok of Yass was zeichet to live a long and healthy life, even in his 90s. And he was living with his children. He still had his strength. And while most of his days by then were occupied with davening and learning, but he was still able to help around the house and do tough work and things like that. One day, a few moments after he left the house, he wanted to see if anything in the yard needed fixing. And he goes back and he calls his children and he starts telling them his last wishes, meaning what I want you to do after I pass away. And they said, oh, Tati, why are you talking like this? Remember, he's over 100 years old, right? Chas v'shalom, you know, you're as healthy as you can be. And Reb Moshe Yitzchok told them, my dear children, as you all know, my long life is a bracha from the Mittler Rebbe. Today, as I began checking the property, I noticed that there was a beggar who was walking with a limp. And he was trying to climb over the fence. And I couldn't understand why wouldn't he just come in through the opening. And coming closer, I recognized him. This was the same beggar that I knocked off the wagon years ago. This time, what happened? The last of the Apterov's grandchildren have just passed away. So he's coming for me. But why should I let him come for me? Rather than have him take me, I would rather go to the Rabbeim and Shemayim on my own. And saying that, Reb Moshe Yitzchok lay down. He said Shema. And the Shema left his body. He was 102 years old. Kenai Nahara. In those days, that's extremely rare. And this ends the story of the Mittler Rebbe.